All right, Jabosai, good morning. Let us begin. Chevron Zoom, you hear me all right? Good, excellent. All right, Jabosai, so I sent out just a little while ago, Os Tes Zayin of Tzidkas HaTzadik. So today we're going to start. There was a little bit at the end of Os Tes Vav, but we're actually going to see that the Rebbe is going to cover some of those themes in the next Si'if as well, because you could see there's a bit of a continuation of the same motif. So in Tzif Tes Zayin, the Rebbe writes as follows. He says, Dvar mitzvah sha'oseh mipnei ha-safek, chal alav kiddushas Hashem yisparach bevadai. So when a person does a mitzvah, but a person does the mitzvah out of safek, out of doubt, even though, again, I'm doing the mitzvah out of doubt, nevertheless, chal alav kiddushas Hashem yisparach bevadai. There is a definitive kiddusha which devolves upon someone who is doing something out of doubt. We'll see what this means in just a moment. It says, Dugmas, what's the paradigmatic example of this? Yom Tov Sheni. Paradigmatic example of this is Yom Tov Sheni, where I observe Yom Tov Sheni out of doubt, and yet what? And yet, halacha lemaisa, there is still devolving of Kiddusha upon the individual. But let's take a look at the Be'uri HaChasidus for just a moment. Paragraph Tez Zayin. Apia mevuar le'el, shehiz damnos shal mitzvah, hi zichiyah la'adam v'akadosh baruch hu, mizamin zuchus zu li'ohavav. So remember again, in the last Si'if, says Rabbi Tzadik, we learned that what? That's when HaKadosh Baruch Hu allows for someone to perform a mitzvah. So lemaisa, again, that is a privilege that the Ribono Shel Olam is giving to this individual. That is a schus that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mazmin. God prepares an incredible opportunity for the individual. So watch this. Here, Reb Tzadik is taking this a step further. He says, Yispar kan shegam devar mitzvah she'adam oseh rap mipnei ha-safek im chayev la'asoso. In this case, if a person does a mitzvah, even just out of safek, I'm not even sure that I'm obligated to do it, but I do it nevertheless. Reb Tzadik says, af al pi she'eino mekayim mitzvah bevada'os b'maisezeh. Even though a person is not performing a definitive act and he's not sure is what he's doing a mitzvah or not, nevertheless, b'chol zos, writes Reb Tzadik, chal alav ala adam kiddushas Hashem yisbarach. Listen to this fascinating idea. Listen to this incredible idea. Gavi, it's a lot of stuff. Do you need help or anything? You got it. So interestingly enough, so Reb Tzadik says as follows. He says, you might have thought that a person only acquires Kiddushas HaMitzvah only when it is clear and absolute, unequivocal, that he's doing something that is the Ratzon Hashem. Okay, so Reb Tzadik says over here, that's not necessarily the case. Even if a person is doing something out of Suffolk, person is doing something because he's not sure. Person is doing something because he has a doubt. Am I obligated? Am I not obligated? Well, so we know the concept. The concept is that whenever you have a safek, so halacha lemaisa, you end up doing certain things in order to satisfy doubt. Reb Tzadik writes, even though I'm doing it to satisfy doubt, still, nevertheless, chal alav kiddushas Hashem yisbarach. Or it's a little bit differently. Even a questionable mitzvah, or that's the wrong word, even a mitzvah performed out of doubt, provides absolute holiness. Says Reb Tzadik, what's the pshat? So he writes, because mitzad kiyum ritzono yisparach bevadai. Because at the end of the day, even when I perform mitzvah out of doubt, I know that I am performing the ratzon Hashem. See, I will say, here's what's incredible. Right, Reb Tzadik, why is it that when we perform mitzvos, that there's kiddusha? Why is it that when we perform mitzvos, there's a sense of holiness? It's because at the end of the day, I know that I am performing the will of God. That's what this is. I know that I am performing the Ratzon Hashem Yisbarach. So it happens, he says, Reb Tzadik, that in cases of doubt, right? So in cases where I don't know, the halacha says, you have to do this out of doubt, that's also the Ratzon Hashem. That's also the will of God. So as long as it's the will of God, says Reb Tzadik, then ultimately, again, know that Kiddusha, what his lashon is, Kiddushas Hashem Yisbarach. So ultimately, mitzad kiyum ritzono bevadai. You have Kiddusha vados, even from a mitzvah b'safek. And this is incredible. I think what Rabbi Tzadik is trying to highlight to us is that Rabbi says sometimes in the performance of mitzvos, we at times lose the trees from the forest. And we sometimes forget what the entire Ratzon Hashem, or what the entire essence is. The entire essence of a mitzvah, says Rabbi Tzadik, as you saw before, is to come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And when the Ribbono Shel Olam provides us with mitzvos, he's providing us with that gift, that his dandos, that zuchus, to come close. And says Rabbi Tzadik, even sometimes when we have to do things out of doubt, when I do something out of doubt, I'm doing that because that is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants me to do. And if it's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants me to do, then by definition, that mitzvah brings me closer. It's interesting that he brings the example of Yom Tov Sheni. Because a lot of times when it comes to Yom Tov, the performance of Yom Tov Sheni, we often ask ourselves, many ask themselves, especially now, and it's a legitimate question, why am I doing this? Why am I doing this? We have the calendar, we know the calendar, we know how everything is set up. Right? In Eretz Yisrael, of course, they're not doing it, they never did it. So why am I doing this? Okay, so that's obviously a halachic question that has a legitimate and good and bona fide halachic answer. But understand that sometimes we think that, okay, so what's the Kiddush of Yom Tov Sheni? Not all that much. He's using Yom Tov Sheni as an example, but Rav Tzadik says it's not true. He says at the end of the day, keeping Yom Tov Sheni is what the Ribbono Shel Olam wants me to do as a result, ultimately, of listening to the words of Chazal. So therefore, by definition, that ultimately yields a sense of his karvos. That will yield a sense of closeness. That will yield a sense of connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So even a mitzvah performed besafek ultimately yields definitive connection to the Ribbono Shel Olam. He goes on, he says, V'ayin Shabbos Chaf Gimel Amud Aleph, Demivarchin Asher Ki D'Sham Zosav V'Tzivanu. I'm sorry, Asher Ki D'Sham V'Mitzvosav Asofek. So we'll say this is actually very interesting. He says, for example, that's why we'll see, when we'll discuss this, that even in certain situations when you perform a mitzvah, misafik, you still go ahead and say, Asher ki dishano b'mitzvosav v'tzivanu. Now, one second. What does that mean? I'll say, think about this just a moment. Now, again, the simple example of this, of course, is Yom Tov Sheni as well. Right? You'll go ahead and you'll make the, right, we'll make the bracha on Neros, on candles, on Yom Tov Sheni as well. But one second. How do you say, Asher ki dishano b'mitzvosav v'tzivanu l'hadlik ner shel Yom Tov? Right? How do you say that on second day Yom Tov when at the end of the day, A, that's legislated by Chazal, and B, it's legislated out of Safek? So the fact that it's legislated by Chazal, that's not a big deal. I mean, you understand, it's not meaning I can make a bracha because we make a bracha on all rabbinic things, because at the end of the day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu vested Chazal with the ability to make takanas and gezeros. But at the end of the day, can I honestly say that the observance of Yom Tov Sheni is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants of me? Is that I'm doing this out of Safek? No, says Rav Tzadik. Anytime you're doing something as a mitzvah, and the mitzvah is being done in an effort to come close to the Ribbono Shel Olam, then ultimately that's the Ratzon Hashem. How do you know that you could even go ahead and make a bracha of Asher ki d'sham v'zav v'tzivanu, even on a mitzvah misafek? Which I will say, I think yields just an incredible and overwhelming yisod, which is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants out of our mitzvahs more than anything, is the ability to come close to him, is the ability to connect with him. That is the goal. The goal is connection. And sometimes, you know, Chazal speak about this idea that the greatest danger when it comes to mitzvahs is that it becomes mitzvahs anoshim milumada. That a person just does mitzvahs by rote. And whatever it is, you fill in the blank. Davening, whatever, learning, whatever it might be. But lemaisa, the ability to go ahead and utilize a mitzvah, even misafik, as a mechanism to come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is a fulfillment of the Ratzon Habore, is that gives us the ability to say, Asher ki d'sham v'tzav v'tzivanu, and even if the mitzvah is misafik, the creation of relationship and the creation of Kiddusha is bivadai. All right, we'll stop over here for today. Continue the rest of Sif Tes Zayin tomorrow.